day.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. It is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we've got there because they're completely free. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. And we give it away for you. freetalklive.com is where you go to get it. All right, so to start things out here tonight, I was pretty stunned when I saw this. And I guess it's to be expected, considering the things that we've seen happen in the past year here in America. Earlier in this year, and I believe actually last year as well, in 2005, there have been a couple of different court cases that have dealt with confidential sources, informants for newspaper people. For instance, there was that Judith Miller, I believe it was, from
right.
The New York Times. There was a guy out in out on the West Coast, I think in Washington, who took some footage at a protest, and the police wanted to get their hands on his footage. And these cases went to court, and the judges basically, in both of the cases, as I recall, they ruled that these individuals must give up their sources, must give up their information, or they're going to face time in jail. And the woman from the New York Times did spend time in jail. I don't know what's going on with the case in Washington right now, with the guy with the footage. He had footage of somebody who was allegedly vandalizing a police car or something like that, or somehow tipping a police car over or something like that. And he didn't want to turn it over to the police.
It all has a sort of not freedom of the press feel to it.
Yeah, it's really been a chilling on the freedom of the press here in the United States, because it seems to me that as a newspaper person, as a journalist, you should have the freedom to not speak. I mean, if you have the freedom to speak, then you should have the freedom to not speak and protect your sources. If you've got somebody who's giving you information on a confidential basis, it should remain that way. And a court order shouldn't turn that around. I mean, there's reasons why the founding fathers wrote the First Amendment the way they did. I mean, they thought that it was important for not only individuals to be able to speak out, but to also put their opinions in print as the press. And of course, we know the press has expanded from print these days. It's no longer just print, which is what it was in the 1700s. Now it's radio and television and now blogs even. If it's you expressing your opinion in some sort of a media format, it's press, in my opinion. And I think that that it still deserves to be protected, even in this time of terrorism, right? I mean, that's the excuse that the government is using. Well, this is a national situation. It's an emergency. This is a war on terror, and the rules changed after 9/11 is what they say. But I don't think that the Constitution has changed, and I don't think that the Bill of Rights has changed, and I still think that freedom of speech is pretty darn important. So I've been pretty outraged by these cases that have come up over the past couple years where courts are punishing journalists and others for just withholding information from them. I understand you've got yourself a grand jury and everything, but that doesn't override my freedom to not speak.
You know, I understand why the government feels it needs to protect its interests, because the government's gotten so large and has so many interests. That's why this issue comes up. If, for instance, a reporter writes something about the war on terror, and the government wants to censor that, or the dealings with Iran, or something like that. Well, if the government wasn't meddling in every other country's business, which I don't see that it has any role, having troops in 131 nations, I don't see there's any reason for that. I don't see that any reason for the government to have the kind of extracurricular sort of foreign adventurism that we have going on. And if it wasn't for those kind of things, this issue wouldn't be coming up. So really the issue is the size of government.
That is absolutely the issue. And what I was so surprised at today was something that happened in the New York Times. Now, I know you're listening, you're thinking, well, the New York Times is a liberal paper. Blah, 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 blah. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter what their political bent is. They may indeed be a liberal paper, but I don't think that means that they deserve to have their content censored.
No, I don't think so either.
That's what happened. They censored the New York Times. I'm looking at it right now. They blacked out an article. The CIA, the White House, blacked out an article that was going to be published in the New York Times. You can't read the whole thing.
It's it looks like somebody took a big black magic marker and just X'd out the stuff you're not allowed to read.
There's no excuse for this sort of behavior in the United States of America. In a place, in a country where there's supposed to be freedom of speech and freedom of the press, to have a paper have to go through some sort of an approval process before they can publish a story?
I find it very disturbing.
And then when the story is published, to have blacked out portions? According to Flint Leverett and Hillary Mann at the New York Times, I'm not going to read this whole article because it's pretty dry, but they're explaining what happened here. They present the article, and we'll link to this on our bulletin board system so you can see it for yourself because it's outrageous.
I would agree.
They say, here is the redacted version of a draft op-ed article, so an opinion piece, that's what an op-ed is, that we wrote for the New York Times, as blacked out by the Central Intelligence Agency's Publication Review Board. After the White House intervened in the normal pre-publication review process and demanded substantial deletions. Agency officials told us that they had concluded on their own that the original draft included no classified material, but that they had to bow to the White House. Now, I'm actually a little bit concerned that there's a pre-publication review process, because when I first read that phrase, I thought, oh, well, that means that it's the editor of the paper who's looking over the article, and they're just reviewing the article. But it makes it sound like, in this article here, it makes it sound like there is some sort of a review process that the New York Times goes through with the CIA. Like when they're getting ready to publish a sensitive story, they'll send it to the CIA to make sure everything's copacetic.
Is all of our news filtered by the CIA?
I mean, it hard to believe.
There's not that. There's, national news basically comes from a few sources. There's not that many. The major newspapers write, national stories, and of course the Associated Press, and then of course Reuters comes in, and they take a few articles from the BBC, that kind of thing. But it would seem to me like local papers obviously wouldn't have to go through that process.
Right, well, they're certainly...
They're not writing... news that's, they don't have that kind of information.
Right, well, there's local papers, there's also independent news groups out there, and I'm sure they don't go through that process. Maybe what's going on is here's my hypothesis, and if you've got an idea, 800-259-9231, maybe you worked at one of these big newspapers and you can explain exactly what's going on here. But I think that maybe it's like with the military in Hollywood. For instance, if you're making a Hollywood movie, and you want to use military tanks and weaponry and that sort of thing.
Aeroplanes.
Right. You have to submit the script to the military, and if the military says, yes, this movie paints us in a positive light, yes, we will go ahead and grant you access to our men and our equipment and all that. But if the script doesn't paint the military in a positive light, then the military will demand a rewrite on the script. Or else they just won't let you use their tanks and stuff, and you'll have to rent tanks from private owners.
I can't imagine how many people signed up for the Navy and the Air Force based on Top Gun. I mean, I imagine it was a huge number.
Right, right. So, essentially, I'm thinking the same thing is going on here, where, for instance, the New York Times, big major newspaper, wants to get access to spokespeople from the CIA to get comments on stories from time to time. Well, if you want the CIA to give you information in the future, then you have to submit any sensitive stories to us for approval.
I see.
So it's sort of like a voluntary censorship sort of thing. That's just my hypothesis, and I would like to know if you know more at 800-259-9231. But the article, the writers of the article go on to say that the deleted portions of the original draft reveal no classified material. The passages go into aspects of American-Iranian relations during the Bush administration's first term that have been publicly discussed by people like Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and a few others. So they're pointing out that the information that was censored, for some reason, is all public anyway, so they're a little confused.
It's probably just not as attractive to the White House as the White House would like.
Yeah, and it's what's shocking is that I'm looking at a major newspaper in the United States with blacked out paragraphs in an article that they are publishing. What has it come to in this country? What sort of a place are we living in? And what do you think about this happening? Can you make an excuse for censorship in America? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control. It is free.
Ted Anderson for Midas. February 5th, 2007, gold $6.49. Ounce gold coins are $6.70.85, $3.37.79 for half, $168.99 for quarter ounce. That's $6.70.85, $3.37.79, and $168.99. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Farishev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Saturday edition, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the site. Easily downloadable for your listening convenience. and it's free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Get registered now. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Still trying to come to grips with, understand, and process what I came across just before the show tonight. This is apparently fairly recent news. I believe it happened yesterday. And what has gone on is censorship right here in the United States. The White House, the CIA, apparently cleared an article for publication with the New York Times. I don't understand why it is that the New York Times is submitting articles for this to be cleared by the CIA. That's yet to been explained. But the CIA cleared it. The White House stepped in and told them, no, you can't publish this. We're going to redact some stuff out of it. They're going to cross it out. They've got the black marks. You know, it's just like you, like a top secret paper or something. You see the black marks through the paragraphs? This went into the... This was published. I mean, what is going on here, Americans? Do you even know that this is happening in your country? Do you believe me? Do you think this is like an early April Fool's prank? Do you believe that something like this could happen in precious America? In America, the land of the free, where, you know, the home of the brave? Apparently, there aren't very many brave people at the New York Times. And maybe this is understandable, because earlier, was it last year, Judith Miller of the New York Times was in court because she wouldn't reveal her sources. She ended up spending time in jail over that. And it made me wonder, you know, obviously this is a scary concept, the idea that journalists are now going to be, are now being threatened with jail time for not revealing their confidential sources. How is this going to play down the line as the government continues to want to suppress freedom of speech? I mean, if, what was the suggestion? I guess the editor of the New York Times, maybe they're sort of scared of the government at this point.
Well,
you know?
I think you outlined it maybe last segment, is that they realize that if they're going to get this, the information that they've been spoon-fed so far from the CIA, that they're going to have to continue to play by the CIA's rules. It's not that they're being forced not to print it. It's that they're being told, look, you can't print this.
We won't be friendly towards you.
Our relationship will change.
But so, I think it might be even worse than that. I mean, these people are dirty. The government, these government bureaucrats, the CIA, and they've been dirty in the Clinton administration, and they've been dirty in the Bush administration. They're just bad people, in my opinion. And I have a feeling that there's more than just, oh, well, we're not going to comment on your stories in the future. I have a feeling that the editors and the people behind the scenes at these newspapers may have some sort of threats going on. You know, well, we're going to shut down your newspaper. Or who knows what the threats are like behind the scenes.
It's
total speculation, but it seems really cowardly for something like this to happen. Like, if the CIA was going to redact portions of my my article, I would just print an article just attacking the CIA for how scummy they are. And I think this is absolutely despicable. Whoever it is that's behind the scenes here pulling the strings is pathetic. And it's really just amazing that it's going on right here in front of Americans' noses.
It's certainly ugly. When I see these black lines going through this article, X-ing out portions that they don't want Americans to see.
Do we live in Moscow?
I don't think Moscow does that kind of thing anymore.
Well, that's what I mean, old Moscow.
Yeah,
is that where we're living?
It's really bizarre. I mean, it's kind of sick and weird.
And what do you have to say about this, America? 800-259-9231. Maybe there's somebody out there with an excuse for this, because the article was about Iran. And I guess the idea was that there's some sensitive information in there that the White House didn't want anybody to read. But then the New York Times prints another article that says, well, all this information's public, and then they link to their sources. So you can go and look at the sources and dig through those and find the same information that's been blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you don't know specifically what information has been blacked out, but they're pointing out that the information is public, that they were reprinting. It's just that the White House didn't want it all reprinted in that particular article in that way.
Didn't like it.
Yep. And it's going on right now. And if it's happening once, it can happen again. And under what circumstances will it happen again? Can you come up with a, I don't know, a reason why censorship is appropriate in the land of the free. Can you come up with an excuse for this behavior? I would like to hear it. Maybe I've just overlooked something. You know, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You can also bring up whatever you want.
You know, I have certainly heard people say that the government needs to be able to keep secrets, you know, state secrets from the citizenry, because obviously if I know, then some terrorist guy could know.
Well, if the government wants to keep state secrets, then it needs to keep its secrets. If the secret gets out, then we should be able to publish that information.
Mm.
And we should be able to talk about it. So if they're so, if their security is so lousy,
right? I mean, if they're that, I mean, these are the people that are keeping us safe.
Right.
They can't keep this information that they want restricted. They you know, they can't keep it out of the newspapers.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to, because you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. What's on your mind, Matt?
Hey guys.
Hey man.
I think that this article that you're talking about tonight was written by an ex-CIA agent.
Okay.
And he submitted it to the CIA. CIA said, yeah, there's nothing, top secret or secret about this stuff. Go ahead and print it. It's the fact that the White House stepped in and edited it. That's what really worries the New York Times, I think. And that's why they put this out and show people, hey, this is what the White House is doing. This is the Bush administration. The stuff was already, you know, the
but
CIA
why didn't they print it anyway? Why didn't they go ahead and print the unedited version? I understand they're trying to out the White House and say, look, they're censoring our articles. But look, you're allowing them to censor your articles. What's going on here?
I can't answer that question. I just, like I said, I think that, you know, it's important to realize that the guy, the reporter, the guy that wrote the article is an ex-CIA person. It's not like if you or I wrote an article like that they were going to censor it.
Is this as spooky to you as it is to me?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, this. It doesn't surprise me at all. This has been going on for years. It's just coming out right now. People are beginning to find out about it.
Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. So did you have anything else in your mind tonight, Matt?
Yeah, I wanted to talk. Last night you guys were talking about 12-step programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't able to listen to the show until after it was done. And then I wouldn't listen to it. Anyway,
right.
I wanted to kind of back up Mark, what Mark was saying. I've been to a couple of meetings. I've never been to the formal meetings, only the ones that are open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to some pretty scary stories. And they don't push any particular religion.
But they do push a God. Right.
You don't worship God. It's like Mark says, they say a higher power. What higher power is up to you? So, if you want, you could consider the higher power.
I see what you're saying. It still seems a little disempowering to me because I believe I'm in control of my own actions, and that's what they teach against, as I understand it. Matt, thanks for the call. More's on the way. You take control. Coming up, executions on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jane. How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It is the Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. There's over 900 pages created by listeners like you, and you can go there and edit it yourself at wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
All right, so I'm actually a little bit surprised that nobody had anything to say about censorship going on right here in the United States. Maybe people are just so stunned. Maybe they're just finding it hard to believe what it is that we're saying. But you can go to our bulletin board system later on tonight, and you can see it for yourself. And I hope that you weep for the First Amendment, because we're losing it here in this country. We're losing all of our freedoms little by little. They're just taking a little here and a little over there, and eventually you're not even going to be able to speak out anymore in America.
That's how it goes, you know, just step by step. It doesn't all go at once.
And they're all doing it together. The Republicans are working hand in hand with the Democrats in order to destroy your freedoms. That's what's happening here.
I would agree.
Well, let's move on to the jail cells of America, Mark, and executions. What do you got for us?
From Vindy.com, that's a newspaper article, Columbus, Ohio. The Ohio's Attorney General Office has appealed a ruling by a federal judge Thursday that postpones the January 23rd execution of Kenneth Brios. Brios is convicted in 1991 of killing Tammy Engstrom of Hubbard, joined a civil rights lawsuit late this year that says lethal injection as a method of carrying out the death penalty is cruel and unusual punishment. Judge Gregory L. Frost of the Southern District of Ohio granted an emergency preliminary injunction Thursday that stayed Brios' execution until further order from the court. The Attorney General Office filed a one-paragraph notice of appeal Friday. In his ruling, Judge Frost noted that Brios' attorneys presented evidence from the states of Florida and California regarding problems this month with recent lethal injections that have placed executions on hold. Governor Jeb Bush ordered the suspension of executions in Florida after an execution that took 34 minutes and required a second injection to kill the murderer Angel Nieves Diaz. This is a Puerto Rican guy that they just took a long time to kill him here in Florida. Or there in Florida, I should say. I used to live there. Also, a federal judge ruled in California that California must overhaul its lethal injection procedures because its current procedures may inflict inaccessible levels of pain. Judge Frost wrote that there's a growing body of evidence calling Ohio's lethal injection protocol increasingly into question.
I think he's right about that. From what I've seen with this lethal injection stuff, it's pretty terrible.
You know
what happens to people?
I don't know if that's not really where I approach this issue from. When I think of the execution of people that are guilty, it really doesn't bother me how it is that they get executed.
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me is that since 1973, when they I believe they brought back the death penalty, and it's somewhere around there, 71 to 73, there have been 123 people released from death row in across America. There's 50 different death rows, and actually 51 if you count the federal death row. And that means 123 people exonerated.
Vindicated.
Some of them were pardoned by governors, but and the vast majority of them were exonerated because they were convicted, with crappy evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And they were let go. How many people have we executed in the United States since 1973 that didn't get let off death row, that were innocent?
That's an excellent question.
We had 123 people on death row, and we let them out because they were not guilty, clearly. What about the ones that didn't make it off? How many of them were not guilty that we executed?
How will we ever know? We'll never. There's no way to tell, right?
And, I mean, if
probably at least one.
If we
maybe more.
You know, if we were able to prove that, in fact, somebody was innocent that was executed. Now, no one is ever going to dig into this information.
Sure.
If we were able to prove that somebody who was innocent was executed, should the jury, all nine of them,
be killed?
Be put to death? Should the judge? Should
That's
the prosecuting attorney? Should the police? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Man.
That's what they did. They killed an innocent man. Now, they did it through the mechanizations of the government. They used the government and this legal system that we have in place. But those people were responsible for someone's death.
That's true. But the government sort of abdicates them of that responsibility.
Absolutely it does. There is no responsibility. Once the government's involved, there's no responsibility to anyone for anything. And I just wonder what listeners think. I mean, do you support the death penalty?
There's a lot of people out there that support the
absolutely.
Death penalty.
I know there are. I was one of them once. But then I realized that the reason that I support the death penalty is because I don't want to see innocent people killed. And the death penalty is killing innocent people.
It seems pretty... I mean, based on what
you've
said here...
I have no direct evidence,
right.
But I have some circumstantial evidence that I can point to that
it seems
pretty really
solid.
Obvious to me.
Yeah.
You know, what you're saying, I think we should have a death penalty just as soon as human beings are perfect, and we won't need one. Until then, let's put them in a death row situation where they never get at any contact with any other individuals. I can't say this is letting them go. They're not getting off scot-free. They're sitting in a cell for the rest of their lives. Now, that's expensive to society. Now, you know, maybe we could figure out some way to have them do something that would pay for their stay there so that they could perhaps even some point, give some reciprocity back to the victims, you know, the family of the person that was killed. But I think first and foremost, we need to set up a system that doesn't execute innocent people.
If you think it's okay, when you're looking at the death penalty and you're listening to what Mark's saying and you're telling yourself, well, we should still have a death penalty because there's bad people out there. We're going to put them to death. Well, how many innocent people killed, how many dead innocent people does it take before you would finally say, yeah, maybe this whole death penalty thing, not such a great idea. Because people, innocent people are being put to death. Based on the numbers that you gave me,
mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty fair to extrapolate that concept and say that the death penalty is resulting in men and women, probably mostly men, but men who probably have families and friends and who had a life at one time, just having all of that taken away from them. And having that individual taken out of those people's lives, bad enough that they were taken out and set in a jail cell, but now there's no coming back. Because at least if you get that DNA evidence come out and it exonerates you, at least you can walk away from the jail cell. Yeah, you missed 15 years of your life or whatever, 10 years of your life, but you still are sucking air.
Right.
I mean, these are people who are dead. They're not coming back. Is that okay with you? 1-800-259-9231. If you think that it's a good idea to put some innocent people to death in order so that some guilty people can die, because that's essentially what the deal is right now.
And I don't feel bad about guilty people dying. I really don't. You know, there's all kinds of cases out there where it just seems like horrifying, terrible things that these people have done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
what if it wasn't them?
What if it wasn't? I mean, you know, when you think about the 123rd inmate freed from death row since 1973, John Ballard, the Florida Supreme Court unanimously overturned the conviction of death row inmate John Robert Ballard, ordered his acquittal in the 1999 murder of two of his acquaintances. The court concluded that the evidence against Ballard was so weak, the trial judge should have dismissed the case immediately.
Oh, my.
The primary evidence presented against Ballard was a hair and a fingerprint, both of which he could have left during his many visits to the victim's apartment. Bloody fingerprints and 100 other hair samples were found associated with the crime scene. None of them belonged to Ballard. So there were 100 different hairs there from 100 different people and one from him.
Wow.
And there were bloody fingerprints at the scene, and they weren't his. But somehow this guy got convicted. And this is the system that executes people. This guy was on death row. He was going to die for the 1999 murders.
How could anyone
get penalty? Really?
How could anyone agree with that?
How?
If you do, I would like to have you explain it at 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. But seriously, if you support the death penalty, please explain. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, live Saturday edition. We are not taking the weekend off because it's Christmas weekend. We're actually here with you. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those. They are on us. That is freetalklive.com. And don't forget to help support the show. Easy way to do it is to go over and dig Free Talk Live. Go to dig, D-I-G-G, dig.freetalklive.com. And if you misspell it, that'll work too. I set it up so either way works. But go to dig.freetalklive.com, get registered for a dig account, and then dig the show. You just click a button, and it increases our dig count, which means that more people will come across Freedom and Liberty and discover Free Talk Live, because the more digs we have, the higher we are on the dig.com ranking of podcasts, because we're one of the more popular podcasts in the world. But Dig just released this new podcast ranking system. We're a few days behind the ball on the competition, so we need as many digs as possible. D-I-G-G, dig.freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show, considering we don't charge anything for the features on the website, which there's a lot of features on that website.
Sure.
All for free. Dig.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to the phones to the fun. Kaifo in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hello. Kaifo is gone. All righty then. Well, so we were talking about the death penalty, and you're pointing out, Mark, that there have been over 120 people.
123 released since 1973.
That's around
25 states.
The country.
Mm-hmm.
And these are individuals who were innocent of the crimes that they had allegedly been convicted for.
Mm-hmm.
And they
sat on death row for.
Sat on death row for a number of years, many of them, as long as 17 years in some cases, I think?
Yeah, they're far longer than I can imagine.
DNA evidence exonerating them, allowing them to get out, and you're just coming on the air essentially saying, we don't need this death penalty.
I don't think we do. I don't think that it's
barbaric.
I think it's. I don't know whether
eye for an eye.
I don't know about barbaric. Here's what I think. But death penalty is fine as soon as we're perfect. As soon as you're not going to mess up and execute an innocent individual.
The cops mess up all the time.
I understand why somebody would want the killer of their mother or whomever executed. I totally get that. But you know, you may not be right. How do you know it's your mother's killer?
Only if you saw it happen, I suppose.
I suppose. That's one thing. But, they even say that eyewitnesses aren't 100% reliable.
It's true. There's a variety of factors there. Anyway, just wanted to hear from somebody who supported the death penalty on that one. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll move on. The Associated Press, President George W. Bush, signed into law a $38 million grant program to preserve... You're not going to believe this, Mark. the notorious internment camps where Japanese Americans were kept behind barbed wire during World War II.
They want to preserve those?
$38 million taxpayer dollars.
See, now, if they want to preserve them, if, like, the Japanese intern Japanese Citizen Society wants to keep those things, I'm fine with the federal government giving them the land so that they can maintain these things, so they can turn them into a tourist situation where people come
awareness,
and take a look.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. The idea of spending tax dollars on it and turning it into a federal thing, no, that's a bad idea.
The money will be administered by the National Park Service to restore and pay for research at 10 camps. The objective of the law is to help preserve the camps as reminders of how the United States turned on some of its citizens in a time of fear. Now, I'm all for reminding people how despicable this government is and was certainly back in the day, but I don't think that we need to be taxing people in order to do it. The camps housed more than 120,000 Japanese-American U.S. citizens and residents under an executive order signed by President Franklin Roosevelt in 1942 when the country was in shock over the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, as though the Japanese-Americans had anything to do with it. At the time, there were fears that Japanese-Americans were loyal to Japan, and Roosevelt's order prohibited such people from living on the West Coast.
It's sort of like Muslim-Americans now.
It is almost exactly like that, except without the camps.
Yeah. Thank God they're not in camps.
Yet.
But, you know, how many people... I've got to say, that to some extent, even I do. When I see somebody who I know is Muslim, I'm kind of like, wonder.
Really? Why would you be that way?
How do they feel about 9/11?
Okay. You're just wondering how they feel about it?
Yeah, I just wonder.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't feel that the Muslim American community is sympathetic enough for what happened on 9/11. I haven't heard a lot. I hear a lot of defensive statements like we're being mistreated. I don't hear a lot of conciliatory statements like, you know, what happened here is terrible, reprehensible, and we stand with you, America.
Well, I think those statements came out in 2001. How often should they reissue the statements so you can hear them, Mark?
Well, I think that they should reissue them every time they issue some kind of statement saying, we're being discriminated against, but we stand with you, America, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, they're just doing bad PR is what I'm saying.
So they believed that, I guess, the paranoia back then was that the Japanese citizens living on the West Coast were somehow in a position to possibly help an invading force out. So thousands of families in California and parts of Washington State, Oregon, and Arizona were pushed from their homes and into camps surrounded by armed guards. And I remember we were at the Talkers Convention for talk radio people this summer, and Walter, I believe his last name is, who was that guy that spoke? The guy from Star Trek, Mr. Sulu.
Yes.
I don't remember
his name either.
His real name.
Mr. Sulu.
Mr. Sulu was there, and he was in one of those camps.
It was him.
His family were in one of those camps, and his speech was just so moving, and it was so sad that something like that happened in the United States. So I understand the impetus to keep the camps around as a historical sort of a thing.
George Takei,
thank you for that. But I don't think that tax dollars need to go to pay for it. If you've got thoughts on that, 800-259-9231, that is the Packet 8 toll-free line. You can take control of the airways. Let's try Kaifo again in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Kaifo.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Sorry, I had to go deliver a pizza there real quick. So, I wanted to horn in on that free speech issue.
Yeah, the New York Times censoring or allowing one of their articles to be censored by the government.
I hate to throw water on any hatred or hostility toward the government, but the New York Times never had the uncensored version to begin with. The guy that wrote the op-ed piece was, in fact, as the fellow from Illinois stated, a former employee of the CIA, and the CIA, of course, you have to sign an agreement saying that anything you want to publish will be vetted by them.
The
CIA said that it was going to be okay. And then the White House jumped in and told their agency, said, no, we're not going to let this pass because it's critical. The guy could probably win on on litigation on that since the stuff was in public domain, but it's just easier to just the New York Times to point him to it. But the New York Times didn't have anything to do with, they never had the unredacted document in itself.
I see what you're saying, but now this is interesting. So now it explains the process, because we were wondering about this approval process, this pre-publication approval process. You're saying that since the guy was a CIA agent, he was the one that had to submit his article for pre-approval, not the New York Times.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, so when you become a CIA agent, you're essentially a slave for the rest of your life?
You contract away your right to speak freely on anything that happens during your employment there.
But wait, I thought this guy was a former CIA agent.
Yeah, he's a former one. You do that forever and ever, amen.
Right, so you are essentially giving up your freedom of speech to be a CIA agent.
Yes, exactly. On anything that happens while you're there during your employment. If you learn something after that, that is unrelated to your employment there, you can say whatever the heck you want.
I don't know. I thought this guy was a former CIA agent. I suppose the particular time frame that he was talking about in the article happened during his employment. Was that what the issue was?
I believe so.
Okay. Nonetheless, yeah. Pretty... go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was now the case of the blogger out in Washington, Oregon, wherever it was, that had the video of the police car getting torched and wouldn't turn it over. Now, that, again, much as I hate to throw water on the fire of anyone that hates the government, the issue is one of the right to compel a witness in your favor is guaranteed by the Constitution. Not that I'm a fan of the Constitution, but... Consider the situation if it were something if you had a video, if somebody had a video of somebody mass murdering a room full of school children, there would be a hue and cry absolutely for that thing to be turned over. That guy wouldn't just be in jail, he'd be strung up probably.
Probably so. I'm sure there would be plenty of social ostracism there to get him to turn that over. But nonetheless, if you have something, it should be yours to control.
I agree.
Right. They should give 100%. Him an incentive to turn it over, not just a court order. Give me a reason to turn over that information. Thanks for the call, Kaifo. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And besides, what if I've already overwritten the tape? What if I don't have the information anymore to turn over? Then what? Are you going to punish me after the fact? More's on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Free talk.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.